Democrats in Congress continued their push today of an energy bill that would cut down on greenhouse gas emissions and develop renewable energy. The House Energy and Commerce Committee will wrap up 4 days of hearings tomorrow on draft legislation that would set up a cap and trade system on carbon emissions. Today, it heard from the head of the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association and took testimony on the impact of on consumers and about carbon capture and storage. Yesterday, President Obama's cabinet members testified before the committee. Energy Secretary Stephen Chu threw his weight behind the draft legislation.
For decades, our energy strategy has been little or no strategy at all. For our transportation needs, we have become increasingly addicted to oil at escalating costs to our economy, our environment, our security.
The draft legislation would reduce greenhouse gases 20% by 2020 and more than 80% by mid-century. The head of the Environmental Protection Agency, Lisa Jackson, says she believes it will help transform the economy.
It reflects the president's priorities of reducing our dependence on oil, creating millions of new jobs by leveraging America's tremendous capacity for innovation, and significantly reducing greenhouse gas pollution. This administration wants to see this effort move forward, and I pledge to work with this committee over the weeks ahead to help you find consensus.
However, consensus will be hard to reach, especially when it comes to cap and trade, which many Republicans are against. The Energy Committee's top Republican, Joe Barton of Texas, said he does not believe humans are causing climate change, and he criticized setting up a carbon cap, which he called a carbon tax.
The people that global warming is religion believe that carbon dioxide, CO2, which is naturally occurring in nature, is the devil's brew. And they apparently think that we can only achieve salvation by putting our faith in the United States federal government. Our government will offer indulgences in the form of emission permits, and we will all atone for our past sins and our economy's past sins by paying through the nose with these expensive new energy carbon taxes.
The EPA released a preliminary assessment Tuesday of the proposed cap-and-trade system that showed it would have a modest effect on consumers if revenue generated from the pollution credits is rolled back to America's pockets. The report also backed up what EPA head Lisa Jackson told the committee, that the draft legislation would drive an energy transformation of the U.S. economy. The House Energy Committee will wrap up its hearings tomorrow when it hears about energy efficiency, the carbon market, and from former Vice President Al Gore.